evening, Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Tuesday, 9 December 2025. The news is read by Divine Nambira. Here are the news headlines. Miswai President Chamisa warns ruling elites. ZANU-PF bars officials from giving cars amid succession battles, and prosecutors to appeal Chimombe and Mpofu jail sentences as too lenient. And now for the news in detail. Citizens leader Nelson Chamisa has issued a stern warning to the ruling establishment, saying Zimbabweans should not be provoked or pushed beyond their limits. In a strongly worded post on X, President Chamisa wrote that a cornered animal will fight, and a nation pushed too far will find its strength. He added that when a few enjoy everything while the majority go hungry, the imbalance becomes impossible to ignore. He further warned that even the smallest creature shows its claws when trapped, urging those in power to respect citizens before desperation gives rise to a force you cannot control. President Chamisa ended his message with a Shona adage, Miswai, akurumanzere anehanya nenyika. ZANU-PF has banned senior officials from handing out vehicles, making Emmerson Mnangagwa the only person authorized to distribute cars. The decision follows last week's high-level party meetings amid concerns that luxury car donations were being used by businessmen and party members to gain influence and fuel internal campaigning. Party chairperson Opa Muchinguri Kashiri warned that such donations were creating competing centers of power. The move comes as factional tensions arise and a succession battle intensifies within the ruling party. Critics say the ban aims to curb ambitions of those seen as positioning themselves to succeed the president. ZANU-PF spokesperson Christopher Muchangwa says he will address the matter at a press conference soon. The National Prosecuting Authority has announced it will appeal the jail sentences given to businessmen Mike Chimombe and Moses Mpofu, arguing they are not harsh enough. The two were sentenced to a combined 27 years for defrauding the government of over $7 million meant for the presidential gold pass-on scheme. High Court Judge Justice Pithirayi Kwenda handed down the sentences yesterday, suspending portions on condition of restitution. The state insists the punishment does not reflect the gravity of the crime or serve as a strong deterrent. Both convicts have also indicated they will appeal their conviction and sentence. Emmerson Mnangagwa has fired Mines Minister Winston Chitando, replacing him with his deputy, Polite Kambamura. It's the second time Chitando has been removed from the portfolio. He was first dismissed in 2023 before returning last year. The changes were announced by Chief Secretary to the President, Dr. Martin Rushwaya. Political commentator Hopeful Chimono says the move signals growing turmoil in government, pointing to corruption scandals and factional battles. He says Kitando's tenure had become associated with opaque mining deals and chaotic licensing. Fresh allegations of unethical conduct and kickbacks have surfaced at Parirenyatwa Group of Hospitals. The Association of Healthcare Funders of Zimbabwe has formally accused Omnipath Medical Laboratories of operating an illicit sample collection point from a parked vehicle inside the hospital's casualty area. The association alleges the setup facilitates improper referral incentives to hospital staff. It has suspended Omnipath's registration and escalated the matter to the relevant medical council. Africa's richest man, Aliko Dangote, has criticized wealthy Nigerians for spending on private jets and luxury cars instead of investing in industries that create jobs. He said the country's elite were channeling money into status symbols while neglecting opportunities to empower communities. Analysts say his comments may also resonate with Zimbabwe's situation, where critics accuse the ruling elite of focusing on optics rather than building productive industries. This comes as excitement around Dangote's recent to visit Zimbabwe and talk of a major investment deal appears to have faded. The trial of Alpha Media Holdings journalist Blessed Mslanga and HSTV general manager Olga Mutyeiwa resumed in Harare yesterday. State witness Edmond Nyadzamba, the officer in charge at CID Law and Order, was cross-examined over allegations that the pair transmitted messages likely to incite public violence. Nyadzamba told the court that Mslanga worked with social media personality Blessed Bombshell Geza and provided facilities to record statements allegedly inciting revolt. Defense lawyers Chris Mike, Douglas Coulthard, and Beatrice Mtetwa argued that Mslanga was wrongly charged, saying the broadcasts were done on HSTV and that he is only an employee, not a director or shareholder. They also said Nyadzamba's testimony did not match his warned and cautioned statement. The case continues today. In economic news, dozens of travelers flying out of Zimbabwe were left stranded at OR Tambo International Airport on Sunday night after severe delays and alleged mishandling by Airlink. Passengers connecting to the United States, Australia, Cape Town, and other destinations said chaos began at Robert Mugabe International Airport before spilling over to Johannesburg. Airlink reportedly blamed the initial delay on congestion in Harare, but frustrated passengers say airline officials refused to rebook them on alternative flights or provide accommodation, insisting such support was not part of the airline's policy. And in news from local communities, murder suspect and former police officer Jason Muvevi has been declared mentally fit to stand trial and has appeared in the High Court today. Muvevi, who was detained at the Chikurubi Psychiatric Unit last year, faces 5 counts of murder and 3 counts of attempted murder. He is accused of a January 2023 shooting spree that began at a church shrine in Weza, where he allegedly killed a preacher before shooting and killing a police officer and a civilian. He was later arrested in Mozambique. Body-worn cameras are still failing to stop police corruption. Two officers were caught on video yesterday taking a bribe from a Mushikashika driver at Simplan's Northern Access Gate in Mondoro Ngezi. One of them has been identified as a well-known officer named Muringai. The incident has renewed public calls for government to tackle the root causes of corruption. Critics say police, like many other civil servants, are underpaid and poorly resourced, conditions that continue to fuel bribery despite surveillance cameras. Emma Shingo-Wido has hired a lawyer to force police to release DNA results for a body she believes is her husband, who was allegedly killed 3 years ago. Taurai Takawira was allegedly attacked by bodyguards of Chief Fortune Charumbira during a boundary dispute in 2022. While the family insists the body in the mortuary is his, the accused claims he fled to South Africa. The lawyer has given the police a 7-day ultimatum to produce the test results, which were conducted over a year and a half ago, or face legal action. In international news, Tanzanian authorities have warned citizens to stay home today, calling planned Independence Day protests unlawful. Home Affairs Minister George Simba Chawene described the demonstrations as an attempted coup. Police say no protests have been authorized and at least 10 activists have been arrested over related online posts. Heavy police and army deployments were seen in Dar es Salaam and Arusha. The United Nations has urged the government to respect the right to peaceful protests. The demonstrations follow the October election, where opposition candidates were excluded and President Samia Suluhu Hassan was declared winner amid reports that hundreds were killed. And finally, in sports news, the Warriors have received $400,000 from Emmerson Mnangagwa to support their 2025 AFCON campaign. The funds were handed over by Sport Minister Anselm Sanyatwe during the team's send-off dinner on Monday. The minister said the money came directly from the president's office, not the government's treasury, to ensure the team's welfare. Zimbabwe is in Group B alongside Egypt, South Africa, and Angola, and will open their campaign against Egypt on 22 December. To end the news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. Miswai President Chamisa wants ruling elites. ZANU-PF bars officials from giving cars amid succession battles, and prosecutors to appeal Chimombe and Mpofu jail sentences as too lenient. And that concludes our bulletin for today. We thank you for listening. From myself, Divine Nambira, and the entire team at Change Radio, we wish you a good night.